The new two-part documentary, Trump's Front Row Joes, is the first inside look at Trump's diehard fans.
The Front Row Joes are incredible people.
Camping out for days to be in the front row at every Trump rally to support their hero.
The kind of basis for all the rallies, there's like dead fans.
Trump's Front Row Joes, from executive producer Sean Spicer.
You had to love Mr. Donald Trump.
Trump's Front Row Joes. Watch it now. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to figure out when I need to go on vacation. I've got to take a break sometime between now and Election Day, and I've been trying to figure this out. And A, I don't know where to go. And B, I don't know where to go. I'm working all of this. One of my favorite places that I used to go to, actually there were two, and both of them, ironically, in of all places, California. And one of them is a beautiful place just north of Santa Barbara called, it's the Ritz-Carlton in Santa Barbara. Beautiful area. The other, and I used to vacation there for years, a place called Shutters on the Beach in Santa Monica. And Santa Monica is now a hellhole. It is a literal hellhole. So there's no going back to California. So now I'm trying to figure all of this out. And I was trying to make reservations before hopping on the show today. So if any of you folks have ideas on where yours truly should vacation, because I need to be well rested before we head into the scourge of the presidential campaign. And it's going to be ugly and it's going to be brutal, ladies and gentlemen. And I still don't believe, and hear me on this, I still don't believe that Kamala Harris is going to be the nominee. I really don't. I know that we're getting all of the, she's getting the honeymoon period right now. So I know there's going to be some panic amongst our vast audience, but do not panic. Let not your heart be troubled, ladies and gentlemen, as the Bible tells us. The good news here is that Donald Trump is rock solid. We know where Trump stands on all the issues, and Trump has the big mo. Now, there is going to be a honeymoon period, and the polling data coming out over the next couple of weeks, it's probably going to be favoring Kamala in some form or fashion. So don't get freaked out about that, all right? It's all going to be okay, and that'll wear out. If, in fact, there is a debate between now and then, we will get to see Kamala for what she really is. But I also want to caution you on something else here, and this is a big one. We know that Kamala slept around. We know that's how she made it to her current position. In Washington, D.C. We get that. All right. So that's out there. We know that she is confused about her orientation. One day she's an Indian American. The next day she's an African American. We get that. So all of that is out there. All of that information. OK. And it's fine to talk about it. OK. The whole thing about being childless, I don't get it. We get it. All right. There's no need to bring that part of it up. But I will say this. We need to be focusing more on her issues, because Kamala Harris on the issues is a radical, radical, radical leftist. This woman is literally, literally to the left of Bernie Sanders, who is actually a self-professing socialist. So we need to be talking about that, and we are going to be talking about that on today's program and really moving as we move along here through the next little while. I am telling you, there is great angst among the big dollar donors and Barack Hussein Obama about Kamala Harris. By the way, Ben Dieter, I have a question to ask you, and I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but is it Kamala or Kamala?
So it's funny you bring that up, because the New York Post had a how to pronounce the vice president, and I listened to it, and there's three different pronunciations.
Can we get that audio? I need help on this. So we'll circle back, as Jen Psaki so infamously said. But if you can find out.
Yes.
I'm a white guy, so I may be just genetically mispronouncing her name because, you know, they say I'm a racist.
Wait, say it real quick.
Kamala.
Kamala. Wow. That's a lot of emphasis on that.
Kamala.
Kamala. And
Camel. No. There used to be a professional wrestler by that name, I do believe. We'll have to Google that. That's what I'm thinking about. All right. So anyway, we'll circle back to that. All that to say, we got a lot going on, and I do need a good vacation spot. So now that I've got to find a new place, if you have a suggestion, just let me know. Give us a call. I will tell you the one place I will not be staying anytime soon. That is the luxurious Watergate Hotel in Washington, D.C. So Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli delegation are actually staying at the Watergate. Somebody leaked that information out. They normally do not let that intel out, but somebody leaked it to a bunch of radical Muslims. And the Muslims have laid siege to our nation's capital, Christians and Jews of America. And the Muslims are causing all sorts of chaos. Today is declared, they're calling it a day of rage? I don't know. Every time Congress is in session is a day of rage for taxpayers. But anyway, today they're having tens of thousands of Muslims and their allies, and they're marching in the streets. They're going to be clashing with the popo. They're going to be causing all sorts of mayhem. Our team is all over this. So if the Muslims start burning stuff or blowing stuff up, we will let you know. You will be the first in America to know if the Muslims are up to something. So anyway, last night, Netanyahu, the Israeli delegation, they had this beautiful banquet room, and they had the flags, the whole nine yards. These Muslims and their allies, they somehow were able to infiltrate the hotel. And they dumped thousands of, well, let me stop right here for a moment. If you're eating a bologna sandwich right now, just stop. Back away from the bologna. Just stop for just a moment. The mob dumped thousands of maggots and mealworms onto the banquet tables. We have the video at toddstearns.com. You can see it. It's so disgusting. It may be tens of thousands of maggots and mealworms, and even worse, crickets. They have dumped crickets all throughout the hotel. Then they set off fire alarms in the building. Then you've got thousands of Muslims waving Palestinian flags. Do we have this audio? And I know that some of it may be, we were able to bleep some of this. This is what it sounded like outside the Watergate.
We're going to win! Allahu Akbar, Hamas! Allahu Akbar, Hamas! Allahu Akbar, Hamas! I got you on the highway!
All right, yeah. So that's what it sounds like. And let me tell you something. If you're sleeping at night and all of a sudden you hear some guy shouting that, you typically, that phrase is immediately followed by kaboom. And so no doubt that it certainly was triggering for a lot of people in that hotel. And why are they allowed to do that? It's in the wee hours of the morning. I don't understand that. I do not understand that. Are there noise ordinances in Washington, D.C.? So you've got thousands of Muslims. They're waving the Palestinian flags. They're shouting they're literally going to kill the Jews. That's what they're literally shouting. They're going to kill the Jews. Okay, well, you've got the Prime Minister of Israel in the hotel. Why aren't these people being arrested? And by the way, all of this is being done in the name of the religion of peace, right? That's what Islam is, right? The religion of peace. People fly jetliners into the buildings. Oh, it's a religion of peace. So anyway, this is why if you are in Washington, D.C. today, it looks like it's some sort of an armed encampment. They had these massive fences up and multiple layers of fencing around the U.S. Capitol building, the White House. You know, Biden is going to be speaking tonight, allegedly. It may be the AI version of Biden. We don't know. But there's a lot happening on our nation's capital today. So I just have a question here. Why aren't we deporting these people? You know, the dude out there shouting in Muslimese that they're going to kill the Jews. Why don't we round these people up and send them back to where they came from? How about that? Why aren't we doing that? So anyway, we will keep you updated. Also, dozens and dozens of Democrats are boycotting today's speech. It's a joint session of Congress. Dozens and dozens. They could not find a Democrat that was willing to stand up there next to Mike Johnson. And they had a very difficult time because of the Jew hatred right now within the Democrat Party. And by the way, Kamala, she didn't bother to show up. She went to some sorority event. She didn't show up to greet our closest ally as he disembarked from his plane. Biden wasn't there. Where are these people? And I hope all of the Jewish people in our audience who are voting Democrat, I hope you're seeing this. They hate you. They despise you. They're on the side of the terrorists who want to kill you. But here's what I don't get. What kind of a message do you think this sends to Hamas when you won't even have the Democrats in Congress willing to stand there alongside our most cherished ally? What do you think it says to Hamas, who, by the way, is currently holding Americans hostage if they haven't already killed them? What kind of a message do you think it sends to those people? So I just say this, deport all of these jerks. If they're going to stand on American soil and they're going to call for people to kill Jews or Americans, okay, fine. Go. I would say Delta is ready when you are, but they're not right now. It's going to take a few more days. So, I don't know, Southwest, JetBlue, get them out of our country. That's what I say. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. We have some great guests coming up, including our good buddy Tom Grisham, who is a host of Gun Talk, and he's going to have some things to say about the attempted assassination of President Trump. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS. Oh, so it turns out, and thank you to Wyatt Cox, our good friend over at the Nevada Talk Network, says, Todd, you are correct. Of course I am, Wyatt. Todd, you are correct. There was a wrestler by the name of Kamala the Ugandan Warrior, and his real name, James Harris. He died in 2020, but I thought I remembered it was Kamala, right? Kamala the Ugandan. So we've got the New York Post pronunciation thing. This is going to be very helpful because, again, the argument coming from the mainstream media, BSNBC and others, is that if you mispronounce Kamala's name or mention the word DEI, that's really code for saying the naughty word.
It's not Kamala. It's not Kamala. It's not Kamala.
It's Kamala.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala's for our schools.
Kamala's for affordable child care.
That's Kamala.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris for Senate. I'm Kamala Harris, and I approve this message.
All right, me too, Kamala. Thank you. All right, now that we've got that sorted out, go forth, my peoples. 901-260-5926. By the way, Piers Morgan, the British dude, he hates guns. Piers Morgan says that Joe Biden needs to resign tonight. He says that that Joe Biden needs to just call it a day and let Kamala actually take charge of the White House. What do you want to hear from Joe Biden tonight? What do you think you're going to hear? 901-260-5926. Should Joe Biden resign from the presidency. Is that the best play here? 901-260-5926. By the way, I know many of you are good Christian people. You pray. Put tonight's sign language interpreter on your prayer list. She's going to need all the help she can get tonight. I'm just going to say. Could be one of those nights. All right. We've got to talk about what's happening with the border. And again, the mainstream media right now, they're in cover-up mode. So Axios is saying there's no proof ever that Kamala was supposed to be the border czar, in spite of the fact that back in 2021, Axios actually ran a story announcing that Kamala was the border czar. So they're going to try their very best to make you forget, but we do not forget on this radio program. We just simply do not forget. We know beyond a shadow of a doubt that her one job, the only job she had, was to shore up the border and to secure the border, and she failed at that job. As a matter of fact, Congressman Tim Burchett, our good friend over in East Tennessee, now under fire by a raging mob. And why is that? Well, it's because Tim Burchett said this, cut five.
Biden said, first off, he said he's going to hire a black female for vice president. And that not he just skipped over. What about white females? What about any other group? It just when you go down that route, you take mediocrity. And that's what they have right now as a vice president.
So are you suggesting she was a DEI hire?
100%. She was a DEI hire. He said he was going to hire. And she didn't. Her record is abysmal at best.
We know.
All right. So there you go. You've got Tim Burchett out there saying that Kamala was a DEI hire. Well, yeah, this is absolutely correct. She is, by the very definition, a diversity, inclusion, and equity hire. That's what's going on. So now they're accusing Tim Burchett of being a racist, and they're wanting Tim Burchett from East Tennessee to be censured because he had the audacity to suggest that that's why she was hired, but it's true. And let me give you an example of this. Where's Pete Buttigieg and his male spouse? What's his name? Chastity. Okay, it's confused. I don't keep up. It's like with the Kardashians. I don't know any of those people. So anyway, you've got Pete Buttigieg. And the male husband, who was, they were in the hospital together having twins. We don't know which one of them gave birth. They were there like pretending to chest feed and they had the little hospital bracelets on. Now, that would have been a DEI hire if Joe Biden would have gone out and says, well, I'm going to hire a white gay man who chest feeds his newborns. Then Pete Buttigieg would have been a DEI hire. So when you've got somebody going out there and saying, well, you know what? We don't care about the most qualified person. I want a black woman. Okay, well, what happened? And look, hear me. The black woman may very well be the best choice in the country. But I don't think it was here. Especially when you look at this woman's policies. And I know we're all familiar with the Kamala cackle, all right? And the Venn diagrams and the passage of time. I get all of that. But is it possible, just possible, that while she is cackling, while she is cackling, this woman is preparing to turn this country into some sort of a Marxist utopia? Is that remotely possible? Because when you look at what she believes in. This is a woman, by the way, who wants to give illegals access to everything you have as an American taxpayer. This is a woman who literally wants to stop you from eating a delicious burger from backyardburgers.com/Todd. She literally wants to curtail the amount of red meat in your diet. Now, I just ask you, ladies and gentlemen, is that the kind of person that you want running this country? And by the way, is it wrong to call out DEI hires? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901 866-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
They're Trump's most diehard fans in the front row at every Trump rally.
You had to love the United States of America. You had to support Mr. Donald Trump's re-election.
Trump's Front Row Joes is the new two-part documentary offering the first inside look at the men and women standing shoulder to shoulder with Trump in the greatest political movement in American history.
The kind of basis for all the rallies, there's like dead fans.
Like-minded people following their hero all around the country, exhausting their bank accounts, camping out for days in the freezing cold and scorching heat to support Trump's re-election and make America great again.
The Front Row Joes are very successful, incredible people.
Trump's Front Row Joes, from executive producer Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary and communications director for President Donald J. Trump.
Friendships I've made over the years as a Front Row Joe, it's probably the best part of it.
Don't miss Trump's Front Row Joes. Watch it now. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. By the way, here are some of Kamala's policies. This video was actually pulled from an ad that our good friend David McCormick from Pennsylvania put together. Cut number three.
Kamala Harris is inspiring and very capable. The more people get to know her, they're going to be particularly impressed by her ability.
The nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator.
I am prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a Green New Deal.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
Would you ban offshore drilling?
Yes.
What is the solution for voters in the fossil fuel industry?
Giving the workers an ability to transition. We're not going to treat people who are undocumented cross borders criminals. That's correct.
Raise your hand if you think it should be a civil offense rather than a crime to cross a border without documentation.
Abolish ICE.
Yeah. Is that a position you agree with?
And we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
Outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Would you support changing the dietary guidelines? The food pyramid. What people
to
reduce red meat specifically.
Yes.
People who are convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bombers, on death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote?
I think we should have that conversation.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
So for people out there who like their insurance, they don't get to keep it.
Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
I am opposed to any policy that would deny any human being public health, period.
The more people get to know her, they're going to be particularly impressed by her ability.
All right. So that gives you just a glimpse of how radical this woman is. And again, this is to the left. When you there was a survey done of the most liberal senators in Congress, and Kamala Harris was number one. She beat out Bernie Sanders, who is a self-described socialist. So that's what you need to know about Kamala Harris. And I hope that's what the Democrats, when they're going into, look, we know the media has already decided that they're going to attack any Republican, any conservative as a racist or a misogynist. All right. That's what they're going to do. But what we need to be doing is pounding home the message that this is a radical leftist who wants to open up our borders and take away our meat. That's Kamala Harris. And I'm not giving J.D. Vance any advice. I'm sure he's got great handlers around him, but he needs to become a little bit more serious out there on the campaign trail and start being J.D. Vance and not trying to be like Donald Trump. Only Donald Trump can be Donald Trump. So we need J.D. Vance to go out there. He needs to be the attack dog. He needs to be the guy going out there and hitting Kamala Harris on all of these campaign positions that she has. Now, keep in mind, most people, and even most Democrats, they were not buying what Kamala was selling. And we know that because she didn't get a single vote in the Democrat primary, not a single one. Her campaign, and you have to go back and Google this if you'd like to Google it. But when Kamala Harris announced her campaign run, thousands of people turned out. And there were cheers, and people were saying she's the next Barack Obama in a dress. And people were really sold out on her campaign. 6 months later, that was it. It was over. And the reason why is because her policies are so radical that not even the Democrats wanted anything to do with this. I mean, really? So now they're calling on Taylor Swift. Apparently, she's become like one of the top Politico wannabes. And there's a podcast out there called the I've Had It. Dieter, is this popular among the Gen Z crowd?
No, Todd. This would be popular with the moms in the burbs, suburbia moms.
Okay. So anyway, they want Taylor Swift. Do you really think Taylor's... Well, let's listen to this. Cut number four, please.
I want to call on Taylor Swift because you have a global audience full of young girls that need access to birth control, young girls that have a right to have privacy with their doctors. And I'm calling on you, Taylor, the best thing you can do for these girls that pay you and come to see you and experience joy and a sense of companionship and camaraderie at your concerts is for you to fight for all of these young fans of yours to have a right to birth control, to IVF. That will make a difference. This is the election year of the women, and we are going to roar back and all go hard in the paint for Vice President Kamala Harris for President of the United States.
Do they really think that's going to work? I can't imagine that.
Well, Taylor Swift endorsed the last guy, Biden. And, you know, there was a report that they were even going to get Biden out on the Eras tour. So did it move the needle for Joe Biden in 2020? Maybe. I mean, but in all reality, it's a very specific message to young women who already, Todd, are voting up and down the ballot for Dems.
Yeah, this is really fascinating because it seems as though the more women gain power, the worse off the country is becoming. I just want to go out there.
Do you want to be the top story in Mediaite again, Todd?
No, it's true, though. I mean, look at what's happening. In Memphis, for example, you have a majority of the city council all female, right?
That's correct.
And they're all radical leftists. They're like Taylor Swift wannabes, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe.
All right. Well, some of them are.
Glorilla. That's what we do here in Memphis.
Glorilla. All right. Thank you. So I'm just saying that when you get a bunch of gals together, bad things happen, politically speaking.
Well, we're getting ready to have a wine aunt have her fingers on the nuclear codes. So to your point, it could be bad.
Could be. I just can't imagine. I just had a bad vision of Kamala cackling as she's pushing the button to blow up somebody.
Drinking a champagne, a Chardonnay, a white wine.
Or an Appletini. Are those still a thing? I don't know. All right. Well, thank you very much for that. Thank you, Ben Dieter. 901-260-5926. I don't think that's... I don't think it is sexist for me to say that. I'm just... when you look at somebody like a Kamala... I mean, when you look at the fact that the Memphis City Council is majority female and the country and the city's going to hell in a handbasket, I mean, you got to start connecting the dots at some point. I'm just saying. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. So look, here's Harriet Hageman. She replaced Liz Cheney, the Democrat from Wyoming, talking about the vice president. Cut 12.
Well, I think she's one of the weakest candidates I've ever seen in the history of our country. I mean, intellectually, just really kind of the bottom of the barrel. And from the standpoint of just who she is and the policies, the positions that she's taken, her failure to do anything in terms of the border, that sort of thing, I think it's just a failure from top to bottom. I think she was a DEI hire, and I think that that's what we're seeing. And I just don't think that they have anybody else. I just think that they're in real disarray.
Mm. There you go. All right. I agree with you, Harriet. So Christopher Wray is up on Capitol Hill taking questions from lawmakers regarding the attempted assassination of President Trump. Folks, the security failures are just mind-boggling. just mind-boggling. And I have to tell you, I just have a hard time in imagining that this was just a great big screw-up. And you're telling me that nobody in the Secret Service knew anything about this and did not. It just makes no sense. So anyway, here, this is a little lengthy clip here. You may see me talking over it at points. But I want you to hear Congressman Jim Jordan, the back and forth just a few moments ago with Chris Wray. Cut 23.
Gentleman yields back. Director, let me go back to where Mr. Bishop was. Tell me about the drone. You act like you wanted to fill us in on that. Fill us in.
So we have recovered a drone that the shooter appears to have used. It's being exploited and analyzed by the FBI lab. The drone was recovered in his vehicle. So at the time of the shooting, the drone was in his vehicle with the controller. In addition, our investigation has uncovered.
Do you know what time of day he flew it, and if he flew it on the day of the shot?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. So in addition, it appears that around 3:50 p.m., 4 o'clock in that window, on the day of the shooting, that the shooter was flying the drone around the area.
2 hours.
About 11 minutes. I want to be clear, but when I say the area, not over the stage and that part of the area itself, but I would say about 200 yards, give or take, away.
Okay.
From that, we think, but we do not know. So again, this is one of these things that's qualified because of our ongoing review, that he was live streaming, you know, viewing the footage from that, again, about 11 minutes in around the 3:50, 4 o'clock p.m. range.
2 hours before, he's flying a drone in the vicinity of the route.
About 200 yards away, yes.
200 yards. Okay, that's important information. What about the bombs that we've heard about in the shooter's car?
So again, the FBI lab is exploiting those explosive devices.
Yep.
There were, we've recovered three devices, two in his vehicle and one back in his residence.
Are these what you would call, your experts would call, sophisticated operations, or this? I don't know. I that's what I've been told by people who have some understanding of this area.
Yeah, I think it's. We've seen more sophisticated and less. I would say these are relatively, again, keyword, relatively crude devices themselves, but they did have the ability to be detonated remotely. And so to that point, in addition to the two devices that we recovered out of his vehicle, there were receivers for those two explosive devices.
Okay.
With the devices. And then on the shooter himself, when he was killed by law enforcement, he had a transmitter with him. Now, I do want to add one important point here, is at the moment, it looks to us, again, ongoing review, and I can't say that too many times, at a moment, it looks like, because of the on-off position on the receivers, that if he had tried to detonate those devices from the roof, it would not have worked.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean the explosives weren't dangerous.
And I'm sure we're going to get into all these subjects a little bit later as well. Tell us what you can about the encrypted platforms we've heard about.
So one of the things that we're drilling into hard with the shooter, in an effort to try to learn more about his state of mind, his motive, his ideology, his context, everything else, is to look at all of his devices, any social media accounts he had, et cetera. And one of the things we've learned in finally getting into his phone, which was also a significant technical challenge from an encryption perspective, but in addition, once we got on the phone, it turned out he was using some encrypted messaging application.
And again, the same question relative to the bombs. Was this pretty sophisticated, or is this is the kind of the norm you see with folks like, you know, similar situation? How would you describe
on this subject, I would say this has unfortunately now become very commonplace, and it's a real challenge for not just the FBI, but state and local law enforcement all over the state.
Tell me exactly the scope of, does the scope of your investigation include what I call that critical 5 minutes from when the 609, when this is based, I think, on information you've given to Congress, 609 when the shooter's identified on the roof, and 614 when President Trump is ultimately escorted off, and all that happens, the shots that take place in between there. Do you have access to the communications that were going on at the time in that critical 5 minutes?
So our investigation, when you say scope, our investigation includes that time frame, although focused again on the shooter himself.
I understand.
And his that.
Now, as involved part of in that, that, he's obviously involved in that time frame.
Correct. And as part of that, as part of our focus, our investigation of the shooter and the attack, of course, we are interviewing law enforcement from the scene because those are some of the most significant witnesses, and we're obviously getting access to their materials and that kind of thing. And the Secret Service is fully cooperative.
You have access to the communications that exist there.
That exact question, I don't. As I sit here at the moment, I don't know the exact answer to that question, but I know that Secret Service has been cooperative with us.
The Congress would like access to those communications as well. I mean, not just at 5 minutes, although I think that's the critical time frame. There's lots of communications we'd love to have access as well. I see my time is up, and they have called.
All right, so there you go. That's a little bit of the back and forth there, and just shocking new information. By the way, ABC News, just a few moments ago, was this a faux pas, or were they actually being honest? So, again, ladies and gentlemen, there was some information on ABC News where the reporter said that the government killed President or tried to kill President Trump. The government. And it is interesting. Do you believe that these security failures, do you believe they were intentional or unintentional? In other words, do you believe the government may have possibly, under Joe Biden, they may have allowed this gunman to do what he did? Otherwise, they've got to fire everybody because no one is qualified to be at the Secret Service in leadership right now. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Don't let Kamala Harris steal your ground beef, your steaks. You know she wants to do that, folks. And that's why I'm supporting Backyard Butchers, backyardbutchers.com/Todd. That's backyardbutchers.com/Todd. You're going to be able to get American-raised and harvested meat delivered right to your dinner table. All you have to do is go to the website, backyardbutchers.com/Todd. And here's the deal. You're going to get 20% off your entire order of beef. And when you subscribe, in other words, you're going to get monthly shipments of beef. You're going to get an additional 10% off your entire order and free shipping. Again, backyardbutchers.com/Todd.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, let's get right to the phone lines. Dyersburg, Tennessee. Jason is on the line. Hi, Jason. What's on your mind today?
This is Daniel, but yeah, I was calling. I was thinking, you know, obviously it really seems like that assassination attempt was, you know, definitely by the government. They had every intention of, you know, that being a fatal shot to Trump. And I find it very suspicious that Biden drops out right after, you know, that happens. I think if he had been shot, Biden would definitely still be running for president.
That's an interesting thought, and I think there may be something to that, Daniel. And this again is why we've got to get to the bottom of whatever happened there. And I'm just finding it so very difficult to believe this was just a great big mistake and a screw up on the government's part. I truly am, Daniel. Got to run. Thank you for that, Charlene in Georgia. Hi, Charlene. What's on your mind?
Hey there, how you doing today?
Good, good, good.
Good, good.
Hello, Charlene. All right, well, we lost Charlene. Give us a call back. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. When we come back, Congressman Chip Roy has been grilling the FBI director. You're not going to believe this, folks. There were at least two FBI staffers that made disparaging remarks about President Trump after the assassination attempt. The congressman grilled Director Ray on those individuals, and we're going to have that audio for you coming up after the break. In the meantime, head over to our website. You got to check out the insane video coming out of the Watergate Hotel. You'll see it on our website, toddstearns.com. While you are there, bookmark our page and be sure to sign up for our free podcast. You get it every single afternoon right after the show. All right, stick around, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the increasing cost of health insurance? Have you had enough of not having control over your healthcare dollars? Introducing ShareRight, healthcare done the right way. At ShareRight, you're not just a number. You're part of a caring community. And forget about paying excessive premiums. With ShareRight, you can save 30 to 50% compared to health insurance. Think about what you could do with all those savings. But it's more than just savings. ShareRight ensures that you have access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, with ShareRight, your healthcare is our top priority. Empower yourself today by taking control of your healthcare costs. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
All right. What a weird day in Washington, D.C. Some very disturbing information coming out at the hearing that is still underway up on Capitol Hill. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So just a few moments ago, the FBI director, Chris Wray, made a very disturbing acknowledgement on Capitol Hill. Congressman Chip Roy asking the questions. Let's take a listen.
Have any FBI agents texted, emailed, or expressed disappointment that Trump survived the assassination attempt or otherwise editorialized about the assassination attempt?
I don't know about any agents. There have been at least two instances, I think, or one instance of an individual who posted something that I consider outrageous and totally inappropriate and unacceptable. And that individual has been referred to our inspection division, which is the arm, our sort of internal affairs investigatory arm that does the disciplinary process. Okay.
All right, so there you have it, the FBI director admitting that one, possibly two staffers at FBI headquarters making disparaging remarks after President Trump survived the assassination attempt. This is just insane. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to Congressman Eric Burleson from Missouri, a member of the House Oversight Committee and the House Freedom Caucus. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Great to be on, Todd.
Congressman, you just heard the response here from Mr. Ray, and earlier we played some back and forth between Ray and Jim Jordan. It's I'm not sure there's a word to describe the security failures. And Congressman, you just have to ask the question: was all of this intentional?
It certainly appears that they lost focus on what they're. Objective, what their main mission is. And I think that, you know, this event, thank God it happened in the way in which it did, could have been so much worse. But I think that at least gives us this kind of check moment to realize that, you know, for example, when the Democrats had threatened to remove his security detail altogether after after January 6th. And those things that's, you know, a lot of that political hyperbole is not, you know, I think we need to have a level head and realize that just because you don't like somebody doesn't mean that we need to allow the fabric of our justice system to deteriorate. And then deny security detail to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is
okay. Let's put the congressman on hold here. If we can't get a better phone signal, we'll just have to reschedule. Folks, sorry about that, and we'll try to get that all sorted out. But again, it's just overwhelming for me. And I'm just gonna be blunt here, folks. It seems very difficult for me to believe that we could have had a catastrophic failure of security at this level, especially with the new video that came out late yesterday, where you have all of these people out there that are shouting, "He's got a gun! He's got a gun!" Then the gunfire breaks out. It's impossible, ladies and gentlemen, in my estimation, to have a security breakdown of that magnitude, unless somebody just turned a blind eye to all of this and said, okay, let's let this happen. And it's a horrible thing to say that, I know, but the reality is the number of failures, and we heard the FBI director say that this guy was actually able to fly a drone above the crime scene 2 hours before the shooting took place, and nobody said or did anything. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. Let's go to Jerry in Iowa. Hi, Jerry. What's on your mind?
Hello, Todd. First, I got to thank you for coming to Iowa, our field of dreams here. Recently, you came to Waterloo and had a wonderful time. And I just got to tell you, you brought a lot of conservatives back into my life because they all showed up, and it was kind of a little bit of a reunion. And now we've got plans to do things. And so thanks for bringing the love to Iowa. So my comment is that I'm thinking that sadly the deep state intelligence services probably have a deep bench of would-be assassins. Like there's all these haters and freaks out here, there. They're online. They're being surveilled. So the government doesn't have to give the order to kill Donald Trump or anyone they like, since lawfare didn't work and all the rest of the Russiagate and everything. They can just let these guys get close. They can see them coming from a mile away. They can part the Red Sea and let them get in their position to take their shot. And so this is really not a new concept. If you look in the Bible, you get to bring the Bible up on this show, which is great. The Bible, Uriah the Hittite, David wanted to get rid of him. He was a military commander. So what do? He put him in a forward position. And then the plan was to pull his troops back, and bada bing, bada boom, problem solved. So I think the Marxists have brought us into the age of assassination because nothing else worked. And one more comment is, isn't it just so Orwellian, these terms of these agencies that oversee Secret Service and the rest of it? Department of Justice, are you kidding? Or Homeland Security? I think we should rename the FBI the Federal Bureau of Instigation. It's Marxists behave in this fashion, and I do think there's a deep bench of all these terrorists who've come across the border, and now they're here operating. And so our services, you know, until we clean house, they're just going to watch these freaks and haters. And I hate to see it, but we might see more of this, like the Netanyahu at the Watergate. You know, how did that get leaked?
Well, and again, how did those people get into that building? I mean, this is the Watergate is supposed to be a secure facility. You've got the Israeli prime minister staying there. How is it possible that all of those people were able to bypass security and get in there and dump the thousands of maggots and mealworms and crickets? It makes no sense to me unless we have had a complete an utter breakdown of the FBI and the Secret Service. And if that's the case, fire everybody and start all over again. Jerry, appreciate that call. I believe we've reestablished contact with Congressman Burleson. But Congressman, going back to the point here, you talk about security failures. Again, the Watergate. How did all those people get into the Watergate to dump all of those maggots and other insects where the Israeli prime minister is staying? Something is not right there.
Yeah, we definitely are letting our Secret Services
is letting us down repeatedly. And unfortunately, look, under this administration, we're seeing every aspect of this government fall apart, from the disastrous withdrawal in Afghanistan. I mean, this president has proven that he is incapable of actually leading. And one of the things that's necessary in leading is making sure that people are held accountable to the mistakes that they make. And when under his administration, no one gets fired, everybody gets a pat on the back.
What about responsibility here? And is there an opportunity for Congress to intervene? Just seems to me that you guys control the purse strings. I just say shut it all down. Shut the government down until we can get to the bottom of who tried to take out Donald Trump. I think it's that important of an issue. Congressman, are you guys having talks about that?
There's those of us that do, and I'm happy. Like, look, I came up here to shut this place down. That's why I ran for office. But unfortunately, our leadership right now is looking to go into the August recess. What their plan is to let the Democrats self-implode, continue to see them infighting, and then we'll come back in September. I'm not a fan of all that, but that's what it looks like is going to happen.
So we're just going to let politics rule the day. That's unfortunate. What do you want to hear from Joe Biden tonight? What do you think he's going to say?
I think he owes it to the American people to explain why he is mentally capable enough to, you know, remain in charge of the most powerful nation on the planet for the next, you know, few months. I just the fact that if he's not capable or what to run a campaign, how is he capable to run the most powerful organization on the planet? And at the end of the day, he stepped down in his letter. I found it interesting that he said, for the good of the party, for the good of the Democratic Party. Well, you know, what's good for the country? How about asking that question? Instead of worrying more about your party, how about your country? And I think if he reflected on that, and as much as I don't want to see Kamala Harris become president, I think it's highly risky that we have someone of his incompetence currently in charge.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. Appreciate you giving us a call back, and we'll all be watching tonight as President Biden addresses the nation. Thank you. Look, Biden needs to go. The man is not capable of leading the country right now. He's delegating responsibilities. The guy's got to go. And it's a big joke. It's shameful what the Democrat Party has put this country through, but the guy's got to go. 901-260-5926. What do you want to hear the president do? Should the president step down, let Kamala Harris become the acting president? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Did you know that oil, coal, and natural gas are not the climate villains that the legacy media asks us to believe that they are? Did you know that 8 billion people will eat just today because fossil fuels ran the sophisticated machinery that produced all the food necessary to do so? Or how they power the complex heating and cooling systems to keep people alive through extreme temperatures? What would you do without AC or heat? Fossil fuels have literally been the hero in the prevention of billions of deaths and the extension of life. I'm Kevin McCullough, and I want you to know the facts. Please go to oilfacts.com and get educated today on these critical facts, the need for American energy, and what we can do to keep billions more catastrophic deaths from happening. These facts are irrefutable. Oilfacts.com. That's oilfacts.com. These facts are brought to you by Prairie Operating Group, dedicated to safe and responsible production of American energy.
All right, MSNBC now reporting that Kamala Harris is considering Pete Buttigieg as the running mate. So you could have a Harris Buttigieg ticket over on the Democrat side of the aisle. He has been the worst transportation secretary. There are people still stranded in airports across the country because of this guy. So anyway, if that's the case, you will have the wokest presidential ticket And by the way, two DEI hires on the Democrat ticket. Interesting. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, the squawking magpies on The View, all upset over Tim Burchett. Here's what they had to say. Cut number eight.
Justin, she was a DEI hire?
100%. She was a DEI hire.
Okay, so here I'm going to be respectful because you actually have a job. He never said that. He said he was thinking about a woman. He never said her color. He never said anything. If you're going to attack people, try to do it in a factual manner. I know that is almost insane for you to think about, but a fact really does make a difference. People won't attack you if you're accurate. They'll say you're wrong, but you are beyond wrong. You're trying to send a little message about the fact that she's a woman of color. We all see it. We know what you're doing.
Why
stop
are these
it.
White men so scared of important?
Because black women and women of color freak people out. I don't know why.
Well, I know. Well, they don't like strong, powerful women. We know that.
Well, you know what I'm hitting? The way everyone has circled the wagons. Yesterday, there was a phone call with Win with Black Men. It's an organization now. They raised $1.3 million in under 2 hours. Okay? So this fallacy that black men are going to vote for Trump, just listen to what happened on that call.
Right.
And so I think people are afraid because black women are the most educated demographic in this country. Black women are the backbone of the Democratic Party. And black women know how to organize. And they are organizing and galvanizing behind Kamala Harris. And that is scaring the heck out of people. But what I will say to people is, stop with the she didn't earn it. Stop with the she is not qualified. Because as a black woman to have held the positions that she has held, you have to be twice as good to get half as far. My father always told me that. That is absolutely true. And all that rhetoric does.
All right, there you go. But the reality is this, and this is a cold, hard reality. It's actually white men in America who are now at a disadvantage. White men in America are always at the bottom of the list now. It doesn't matter if they're the best qualified because qualifications don't matter anymore. Your race, your sex, all of those things play into whether or not somebody gets a job. But ability, talent, skill, those things don't matter anymore. That's the reality. And so the squawking magpies over at The View can moan and groan all they want to, and they can spew all these lies. But the reality is the one demographic being put upon in America, and it's been this way for at least 20 years now, is the white straight man. If you are a straight white man in America, you've got an uphill climb ahead of you for your life because you will always be put at the back of the line. You go out for a job, and I have heard from so many of you sending me emails, messages, Todd, my son, very well qualified, top of his class, wasn't able to get a job because he's not black or he's not Hispanic or he's straight, he's not gay. I know that triggers a lot of people, but you need to understand what's really going on in this country. Why do you think young men are embracing Donald Trump and J.D. Vance right now? Because they're the only ticket that actually understands and has observed this problem. 901-260-5926 is her number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, here's Congressman Byron Donalds on what's happening up on Capitol Hill today. Cut 15.
Every Jewish member of our country is that the Democrat parties have a serious anti-Semitism problem. It is a serious one. For the leaders of the Democrat Party, who is now apparently Kamala Harris, to not be in a joint session where Benjamin Netanyahu is speaking to Congress, he's just essentially speaking to the American people, and for her to no-show him at the airport, to no-show him when he speaks on Capitol Hill, apparently there's probably some side meeting they're doing behind closed doors with no cameras. do they value Jewish people in our country? Do they value Israel, or do they not? It appears to me that they do not.
You're saying that would be considered, and should be considered anti-Semitic.
Yeah, I do. He is the leader of Israel. Israel's under fire. They're our ally. They didn't just greet him to shake hands. Listen, when Hurricane Ian hit my district, and Joe Biden came to Southwest Florida, I greeted them at the tarmac. And everybody knows I do not agree with Joe Biden on anything. But the President of the United States came to my district that had just been wiped out by a massive hurricane. I was at the airport to greet him. Israel's under attack, and they can't greet Benjamin Netanyahu? It is so disrespectful.
That is disrespectful. But again, this is the Democrat Party. They are the party of Hamas. As a matter of fact, somebody just sent me a photograph from D.C. There's actually a Hamas flag being displayed right now among the Day of Rage mob. Why isn't that person being taken into custody? Why isn't that person being arrested for supporting a terrorist organization? Somebody want to explain that to me? All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Head over to the website. Check out all of our great stories, our videos. By the way, browse around on the Todd Starnes store. Lots of great things for you to check out there as well. Got to take a break, folks. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show. Hey, let's go to Rodney in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. I'm very and curious to hear your story, Rodney. What's going on?
Well, start out, I'm 74 years old.
All right.
And I got to put a little hickey on your 20 years. It's been 20 years of the male ostracized, I will say. This happened to me my whole life. We couldn't afford to go to college, so my dad spent $1,200 and put me to a computer school. Of course, that's not a college degree, so I fought the paper ceiling my whole life. Then I had to hire a black, not a white. Then I had to hire a woman, not a white. Then I had to hire a military, which is okay. I don't mind that part. But throughout my whole life, I have fought, and been put at the bottom of the list, I would say. Now, equal people, if you've got a good job, or if you can do a good job, then you deserve the job. But don't pick somebody just because of their race, color, or whatever. That's all I got to say.
Ronnie, I'm with you, and that's how I was raised. And I remember, you know, my dad instilling that in me. My dad was a blue-collar worker. He was an electrician, worked for an elevator company when I was a little kid. And he always, you know, he started his own business, his own little electrical company. It wasn't anything big, but he always wanted to hire the best people for the job. And unfortunately, we live in a country right now, because of these diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, where hiring the best person for the job is no longer an option. And I'm sorry, I hate to hear your story, and I suspect there are many other people out there in our audience who have been through the same thing. Thank you very much for calling in, Rodney. But I'm wondering, have you been through an experience like that, where, especially you white guys, you were denied or rejected for a job you were qualified for simply because you were a guy or that you were white? And, you know, even a lot of talk shows around the country, they don't want to talk about these kinds of things. And I get it. But the reality is we need to talk about it. And we've got to deal with this. I want to play an audio clip. This is fascinating. This is from CNN. There's a CNN poll showing that younger voters are not coming out in droves in spite of those TikTok videos. You know, I predicted this. Cut number 17.
As, so I want to take a look at Trump versus Democratic margin. Just remind folks where we were at the end of the 2020 campaign. Joe Biden won voters under the age of 35 by 21 points. What do we see with Kamala Harris? Well, she's still ahead, but the margin here is significantly less than what we saw with Joe Biden back in 2020. She's up by just 9 points. You may make the argument that was better than Biden was doing before he got out, but compared to that Democratic baseline, where Democrats have historically in presidential elections, at least this century, been carrying that young vote by 20 or more percentage points, she is way down from that. So if this is unique support among young voters, I would like to know what non-unique support is. Is it even worse than this?
Is she doing better than Biden was, though?
She was doing slightly better. Maybe Biden was up by, you know, like 6 on average or 5. This is maybe slightly better, but this is not game-changing stuff, Mr. Berman.
All right, what have we seen in terms of motivation?
Yeah, so, you know, the other thing is we talk about vote choice, right? But let's also talk about motivation, right? Because it's not just who you would support. It's whether or not you'd come out to the polls. And this, I think, is rather interesting. Do Democrats say they're more motivated to turn out after Biden left the race? Well, we do see a significant portion of Democrats who say yes, 39%. The thing I was interested in was it disproportionately younger voters who said that they were more likely to turn out or more motivated to turn out. And what we see here is it's 42%. Not a big difference between 42 and 39%. So this idea, again, that the vice president has unique potential to dig in and get young voters to turn out, John, it's just not there in the numbers despite all the internet memes that are going around.
It's not. It's not at all. And all right, let's go to the phone lines. 901-260-5926. Angie in South Carolina. Hi, Angie. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. I want to just talk about Kamala Harris or Kamala Harris. I think we don't want her in the White House now because she could do more harm than the old guy there right now. And just because some other people are making the decisions, I don't think they're going to do things quite as quickly as she would trying to, you know, show her business. And but I really can't stand her just because it's all about her. You know, she could care less about anything but making herself look good, and she's part of the godless, brainless women that feel like they need to be empowered nowadays.
You know, Angie, I'm curious because there is going to be a big push on women. Joyless Reid over at BSNBC a few days ago was talking about how all people of color have to vote. If you're a person of color, you're required to vote for Kamala Harris. There's going to be a push for all women too. How do you think that's going to play?
Anybody that's a woman and votes for her definitely are godless, and it's all about their rights. They don't understand about life. They don't understand morality, and all I can say is they're voting for socialism, communism, one world government. They're just plain stupid.
Angie, well said. And look, it's true. The reality is we need to be focusing, and I think the play here is let's focus on her policies and show people, hey, this is a person who wants to put the illegal alien ahead of your child, wants to provide for the illegal alien instead of your child, a person who wants to take hamburger meat out of the grocery stores, a person who wants to ban offshore drilling and fracking, who wants to force every American citizen into a battery-powered vehicle. These are some of the radical policies coming out of Kamala Harris.
Yeah, well, she's godless, and she's brainless.
Ditzy broad. All right.
Yeah, I can say it. Because I'm a woman. So, all right.
All right, Angie. I love it. Thank you very much, Angie from South Carolina. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up tonight on Newsmax, got to watch my show, 5 o'clock Eastern. You can do that on Newsmax, too, watching it on Facebook Live, or you can also watch it on our awesome Newsmax YouTube channel. By the way, speaking of big news about Newsmax, that new Reuters study says Newsmax is now one of the top brands in the country, and now you have an opportunity to become an owner, at least a part owner, of Newsmax. You say, how can I do that? Well, it's very simple. Just get out your smartphone, go to your website, your desktop, and check out NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. And you're going to find out how you can purchase preferred shares pre-IPO. Forbes magazine says Newsmax is a news powerhouse. So if you want to be my boss, well, all you have to do is go to NewsmaxInvest.com today. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's go to the phone lines. David in High Point, North Carolina. Hi, David. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. What's on my mind is we all know the Biden crime family, quote unquote, but how can they attack Kamala with her morals and ethics because she has no crime family, whereas we all know Trump's moral and ethics are in the toilet and aren't that great. So with his bankruptcies, multiple marriage, kids, through cheating on his wife, and
what is that? Well, hold on. What is that? What are you talking about as morals? Do you know Donald Trump's heart?
And we don't know about those Euro Trump.
Let me stop you there, David. What are you talking about here? Kamala Harris, and it is very well documented. We know exactly how she got to where she is right now. Donald Trump got to where he is due to hard work. He built a business, multiple businesses. Are you saying that every person who has filed for bankruptcy is immoral? Is that what you're saying, David?
Multiple bankruptcies.
No, are you seriously? Are you saying no, David, answer my question. Are you saying it's immoral? So if a person declares bankruptcy, they're immoral?
Yes, they are immoral.
Why would you say that? How are they immoral?
Other businesses did it because they screwed up other businesses that did work for them.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
That you're immoral.
How do you know that, David? How do you know that? By the way, Kamala Harris, are you saying that Kamala Harris is a moral, good, and decent person? Where's your proof of that?
I said better. I didn't say good. I said better.
No, where's your proof? How can you say that? How do you justify that? Here's a woman who wants to take away stuff from your child and give it to an illegal alien. That sounds pretty immoral in my book.
Has she been convicted of any crimes, unlike Trump? I mean,
what crime? What crime? No, sir. You're talking about trumped up charges by a Democrat, a far leftist activist judge. Is that what you're talking about?
It doesn't matter. He has been convicted. Correct.
And
he has done bankruptcies. Correct. He has done multiple marriages. Correct. He has cheated on his wife. Correct.
How do you know that? How do you know that? How do you know that, David? Are you in the house? Are you in the bedroom?
It's in the bankruptcy filings. It's a public.
Here's what I want to look at, David. Here's all you need to look. All you need to know about Donald Trump. Look at this man. He's surrounded by a loving family. All the kids came out great. Not a single crackhead in the bunch. You look at Joe Biden, and it's everybody's in therapy. They're in drug rehab. Joe Biden allegedly took a shower with the daughter. Well, it's not alleged. He did it.
It's Kamala that's running, okay? Not Biden. I mentioned Kamala.
Biden is the president of the United States,
Trump,
David.
Trump is a sleaze of sleaze. He made Clinton look like an angel. God, you cannot say Trump is a
How can you possibly? David, look, I know you're a seminar caller, and that's why we let you through. But you're not making any sense here. You've got to come armed with facts. And the fact is that when you go and talk, and I have spoken to so many people who have worked for Donald Trump, and it's not just the executive level. It's staff at his hotels. Everybody says he's one of the best people they've ever worked for.
Have you talked to the people that he went bankrupt and claimed?
That's right. And he's still good friends with them all. Yes. So what do you? I don't understand where you're coming from, David. I really don't. All right, give it a good luck. Give it another shot, David. Appreciate that. Let's go to Don in South Carolina. Hi, Don. What's on your mind?
Hey, listen, Trump earned all of his money. His father sent him to some garden apartments in Kentucky, I think, and made him develop this rundown apartment complex and wouldn't give him any money. And that's how Trump got started. He has a long history. And far as Atlantic City goes, that was a corporate decision under the law, bankruptcy law, and it was legal. Most of these people do not know what they're talking about. Art of the Deal has everything in it. It's a book that's about 30 years old, Todd.
It's a great book. I read it. It's a great book.
Yeah. Yeah. And they just hate Trump. I don't know what their problem is.
Well, of course, you know, I think they're jealous of Trump, and a lot of it is envy. The man has not only claimed his American dream, he lived the American dream and then some. He's got a beautiful family, and Donald Trump is a good man. Has he made mistakes in life? You better believe it. Every one of us has, Don. Every single one of us.
Yeah, but listen, in addition to that, he took a live round for the people. I mean, that was no joke.
He took
a live round in the head. Are you kidding?
He took a bullet in the head for the American people.
Yeah. These people need to get off their biases and see the red, white, and blue. You're not going to like everybody. You're not. Just like Abraham Lincoln, you know, people didn't like everybody. But you got to support the guy and let the biases go. And Todd, I want to thank you. You're doing a good job.
Don, thank you for that call. Thank you for listening, sir, and keeping it real there in South Carolina. I want to play some audio. Trump was on Bryson DeChambeau's YouTube channel. They did a special video playing golf and just talking. It's really great. But I want you to hear this little clip. This is from President Trump yesterday.
Top five songs of all time.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
Well, I have a great playlist. I mean,
playlist.
I have a playlist. That's
what do you got here?
So this is stuff that wouldn't have happened years ago. This is all good stuff.
Yeah.
It's too old for you, but I will tell you.
What's your favorite? Frank Sinatra, right?
I have a lot of Frank Sinatra. Yeah. We'll play this when we're finished breaking this record, if that ever happens.
Time to say goodbye. I love it. I love it.
Nice and soothing, right?
It is calming as ever.
Good shot. That's some five iron. That is some five iron.
You're in a golf cart.
I'll take it.
There aren't many people in the world can hit a five iron.
Who's the most impressive celebrity that you've met personally?
Well, I know, I guess, all celebrities in terms of a certain age, but yeah. I knew them all, and Sinatra. Yeah. The only one I didn't know was Elvis. I never met Elvis. Elvis was one of the greats, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Michael Jackson very well lived in one of my buildings. Had his honeymoon at Mar-a-Lago.
That's really cool.
Different people.
Yeah. Elvis Presley. Do you mind if I play one?
Yes. Put whatever you want.
Oh, let's see.
Just press it.
Let's see which one. I'm gonna go. I want to go. Michael Jackson.
Okay. I'll share something.
There we go. You like me?
Let me show you something. You want to see some real holes, right?
Oh yeah.
Look at this. 445. But look at this.
Jeez, that's beautiful.
That's U.S. Open.
Right? That is U.S. Open,
It's not these sitting things like in Oklahoma where, could you please move off the green, right?
This is a beautiful hole.
They're all like this. Got the whole thing.
It's beautiful.
It's really a lot of fun. You just get to see the fun, relaxed side of Trump here. He's having a good time. He's living his best life. And the one thing that got me as I was watching this is that here's a guy who... He doesn't have to be doing any of this. He doesn't have to be running for president, holding these big rallies. By the way, Charlotte, North Carolina, the lines to get into the arena, unbelievable. Just thousands and thousands of you. Kamala Harris yesterday in Wisconsin could barely fill up one half of a small high school gymnasium. Those are the Democrats. They are, folks, I am telling you, there is an enthusiasm. There is an excitement around Donald Trump, and it's because the average American, I don't care what color you are, the average American, they see what the policies of the Democrats have done. Everybody is hurting financially. Everybody in this country. And then they see Donald Trump. They see the man who lived the American dream. They see a man under attack who was willing to put it all on the line, including his own life. He took a bullet in the head, and what did he do? He stood up for the American people, put his hand in the air for the American people and said, fight, fight, fight. That's the man that people are going and they're voting for on Election Day. That's the man. Not the DEI hire. All right, we got to take a break. Hang tight, everybody. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So very happy to have you with us today. A lot going on. Tonight, President Biden addressing the nation. Donald Trump holding a massive, and I mean massive, rally in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we don't know what Kamala's up. She's hanging out with the sorority sisters. And meanwhile, we've got the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking this hour to Congress, a joint session of Congress. Hardly any Democrats are going to be in attendance. Most of them are boycotting Netanyahu's remarks, including the president and the vice president and the Senate pro tem. By the way, this just in from U.S. Capitol Police, mobs of people out there now becoming violent. First Street and Constitution Avenue, the crowd now failing to obey orders. So the Capitol Police have deployed pepper spray. I will personally keep you updated on those developments as I monitor the violence in our nation's capital. Right now, though, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to a good friend of mine. He hosts one of the finest radio shows out there called Gun Talk Radio. Tom Gresham joins us today. Tom, hope you're doing well.
Doing great, Todd. It is an exciting time, isn't it?
Well, no shortage of news, I'll tell you that much, Tom. So, look, very curious to hear your take on the assassination attempt on President Trump, the investigation. We now know that the gunman had a range finder, was able to get inside the secure perimeter with that. And also, he had a drone up in the air about 2 hours before Trump actually took the stage. What's standing out to you about all of these developments?
It is the weirdest combination. It is literally unimaginable that there could be that much of a lack of professionalism in the security. You want to say nobody could be that incompetent, but then again, it is the government, so that is actually possible. But it does lend all of us, it makes us all want to think conspiracy theory and were they in on it. It actually could be just that enormous level of incompetence that they just screwed up at every level. And I mean, all you had to do was watch the testimony of Cheadle, who of course is gone now as head of the Secret Service, and think, okay, if she's an example of, well, what's at the top, how much worse is it as you head toward the bottom?
Well, it's a good question. And I'm still torn here. I'm not convinced one way or the other just yet, Tom. It's just all very strange. I do want to talk about the gunman, though. From that distance, is that a very difficult shot to make if someone has some training?
My 11-year-old daughter went to a long-range shooting school and was hitting targets repeatedly at 500 yards with her rifle, beating all the adults. It is so easy, it's unbelievable. I could have you hitting chicken eggs at 150 yards with, literally, and I'm not kidding, literally with your eyes closed in 10 minutes.
I'm wondering what it says, though, that the Secret Service came out and actually said, well, we're just recommending that Trump no longer hold any outdoor gatherings.
Well, that's like saying we had a bad accident on the highway, so just don't go on the highway. I mean, this is just idiotic beyond belief. the level of incompetence has, you know, they've really reached the Peter Principle idea on the whole thing. But, yeah, I mean, when you go back to it, here, look, I know why the guy missed. This is not difficult for people to figure out. He was about to shoot. He got confronted by police. He rushed his shot. And then he just started doing the spray and pray deals. He's just hosing the area down. And whether you call it divine intervention or luck or whatever, he hit Donald Trump, but only hit him in the ear, which was unbelievable. You know, 2 or 3 inches over, and he's a dead man. But he hurried his shot. You know, look, this, I don't know how good this youngster was. I mean, he's 20 years old. He's a man. But it was an easy shot if you're not rushed. But if you think, okay, they're going to kill me in the next 5 seconds, which was in fact the case, then probably you're a little bit distracted.
Tom Gresham, the host of Gun Talk Radio, guntalk.com, ladies and gentlemen, is the website, guntalk.com. Got to check out Tom's page. I'm curious, Kamala Harris, no friend of the Second Amendment. How concerned are you that if Democrats get control again of the White House, that we could see a crackdown on the Second Amendment?
Oh, it's almost certainty. And I've started calling her Kakala because of her laugh. But she was in the lead on gun control in California and using every rotten trick possible as the attorney general, certifying that micro stamping was a viable manufacturing possibility and saying nobody could sell any handguns in California that weren't micro-stamped. The only problem was it does not exist. This technology doesn't even exist. It's not possible to do it. That's how she was banning guns there, just to give you a quick look. But here's the other part. Right now, you know who's on the short list for her VP choice is, Arizona Senator. Oh, shoot, I'm pulling a blank now. Help me out.
Oh, you're talking.
He's the husband of Gabby Giffords. And I just pulled a blank on it. I apologize for that. But he's on the short list, so he would be the leading gun control. So you'd have the woman, Kamala Harris, who was the gun ban czar. You know, she's in charge of Joe Biden's Office of Gun Control that's right there in the White House. And then, of course, she would be in charge of everything. And here's the thing. Let's step back. It's really not about what they could pass in Congress. That's not what the issue is. This election is entirely about judges and justices. And if she gets 4 years or maybe even 8 years, she flips the Supreme Court. She ends up putting in hundreds of federal judges. And that is a 20 or 30 year impact on what happens. So I'm not really concerned about what happens in Congress, honestly. I am a lot more concerned about what happens in the courts and the appointments and nominations for justices.
Yeah. Yes, I am as well. Tom, I hate to do this, but we've got some breaking news coming out of Washington, so we're going to have to leave it there, but appreciate your insight. Tom Gresham, the host of Gun Talk Radio, guntalk.com is the website. I understand that the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, is now addressing this joint session of Congress, minus Democrats. Let's listen in.
We abducted to Gaza on the back of a motorcycle. I met Noah's mother, Leora, a few months ago. She was dying of cancer. She said to me, Prime Minister, I have one final wish. I wish to hug my daughter, Noah, one last time before I die. 2 months ago, I authorized a breathtaking commando rescue operation. Our special forces, including a heroic officer named Arnon Zmora, who fell in this battle, rescued Noah and 3 other hostages. Noah, I think it's one of the most moving things. When Noah was reunited with her mother, Leora, and her mother's last wish came true. Noah, we're so thrilled to have you with us today. Thank you. Many hostage families are also here with us today, including Eliyahu Bibas. Eliyahu Bibas is the grandfather of those two beautiful red-headed boys, the Bibas boys, toddlers. And they were taken hostage with their mother and Eliyahu's son. The entire family was taken hostage. Two beautiful red-haired children taken hostage. What monsters. And with us also is Iris Chaim, whose son, Yotam, bravely escaped Hamas captivity with two other Israelis, and tragically they were killed making their way back to our lines. We have with us also the families of American hostages. They're here. The pain these families have endured is beyond words. I met with them again yesterday, and I promised them this. I will not rest until all their loved ones are home. All of them. As we speak, we're actively engaged in intensive efforts to secure their release, and I'm confident that these efforts can succeed. Some of them are taking place right now. I want to thank President Biden for his tireless efforts on behalf of the hostages and for his efforts to the hostage families as well. I thank President Biden for his heartfelt support for Israel after the savage attack on October 7th. He rightly called Hamas sheer evil. He dispatched two aircraft carriers to the Middle East to deter a wider war. And he came to Israel to stand with us during our darkest hour, a visit that will never be forgotten. President Biden and I have known each other for over 40 years. I want to thank him for half a century of friendship to Israel and for being, as he says, a proud Zionist. Actually, he says, a proud Irish-American Zionist. My friends, for more than 9 months, Israel's soldiers have shown boundless courage. With us today...
All right, let me jump in here because the computer is going to cut us off as we have to go to a break. Again, we are listening to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the early stages of his address to a joint session of Congress. Here's how big of a deal this is. John Fetterman, who normally wears cargo shorts and hoodies, is actually wearing a suit and tie today. That's kind of shocking. Also, one of the few Democrats actually in the chamber, the House chamber, for this joint session. You know what I find interesting is that the families of the hostages, both Israeli and American, are there in the auditorium, and the Democrats aren't. Kamala Harris and the Democrats are literally turning their backs on the families of Americans held hostage by the Hamas savages. Just something to think about. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right. Want to go back to our nation's capital, where Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu continues his address to lawmakers.
Later, he was killed when a booby-trapped mine exploded in a tunnel shaft right next to a mosque. At his son's funeral, Yechiel said this: "If the state of Israel had not been established after the Holocaust, the image engraved in our collective memory would have been the photograph of that helpless Jewish boy in the Warsaw ghetto holding his hands up in the air with Nazi rifles pointed at him. But because of the birth of Israel," Yechiel continued, "because of the courage of soldiers like my son Moshe, the Jewish people are no longer helpless in the face of our enemies." Yechiel, please rise so we can honor your son's sacrifice. And I pledge to you and to all the bereaved families of Israel, some of whom are in this hall today, the sacrifice of your loved ones will not be in vain. It will not be vain, because for Israel, never again must never be an empty promise. It must always remain a sacred vow. And after October 7th, never again is now. My friends, defeating our brutal enemies requires both courage and clarity. Clarity begins by knowing the difference between good and evil. Yet incredibly, many anti-Israel protesters, many choose to stand with evil. They stand with Hamas. They stand with rapists and murderers. They stand with people who came into the kibbutzim, into a home. The parents hid the children, the two babies, in the attic, in a secret attic. They murdered the families, the parents. They found the secret latch to the hidden attic, and then they murder the babies. These protesters stand with them. They should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah. Wow, he's absolutely right. And just listen to the power and the force and the authority in his voice, ladies and gentlemen. That's what a leader sounds like. Not Joe Biden, who's going to be mumbling tonight at the White House. But again, that's Benjamin Netanyahu. We've got to take a break for the bottom of the hour news. We're going to keep monitoring the Prime Minister's speech. Absolutely powerful. And as you can hear from the applause and the cheers, that at least the Republicans on Capitol Hill are standing alongside the nation of Israel. So what a powerful speech. We'll have it all up on our website after its conclusion. 901-260-5926. Again, that's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, welcome back. Good to have you with us. So right now, chaos outside the Capitol as U.S. Capitol Police are clashing with these Hamas savages, and many of them are flying the flag. Unbelievable what's happening out there. I want to give you an update here, and this is a pretty despicable and horrible story. This is from Lafourche Parish, Louisiana. The story down there, an illegal alien was drunk. His blood alcohol level was nearly seven times the legal limit. So this guy, his name is Axel Flores Cordova, was in the country illegally, did not have a driver's license, and he slams into a car. There were four people in the car. Two 18-year-olds were killed. These poor kids had just graduated high school, just starting out, had their entire lives in front of them. And it was a head-on collision. The guy, again, seven times the legal blood alcohol level in Louisiana. So the two dead teenagers, Talia Crochet and Rylan Oncal, both of them were killed, 18 years old, boyfriend and girlfriend. And it turns out that this guy was in this country illegally. So I don't know. Have you ever noticed how it is? The drunk guy never gets injured, right? So this guy was not injured in the crash. Two other people in the hospital, by the way. So now he's in the custody of ICE. You know, how many more Americans have to get killed on American soil before we actually do something about this and we take this seriously? So here's my thought. It seems to me that when an illegal alien kills an American citizen on American soil, they should automatically face the death penalty, period. No questions asked. Once the judge renders the verdict and drops down the gavel, you take that illegal outside and you shoot him, you strap him into the machine, you do whatever. But as soon as that happens, that's what needs to be done. The illegals need to know when they kill somebody, when they harm an American citizen, they will pay for that with their life. And maybe, just maybe, that'll give an illegal alien pause before they step foot into our country and invade our sovereign territory. But again, far too many American families have suffered because of President Biden's decision to leave the border unprotected. And it just seems to me, if we're going to be talking about this, and we should be talking about this, there is one person who bears full responsibility here, and that would be Joe Biden's border czar. And her name is Kamala Harris. At least that's who I think should bear responsibility. Also, wanted to give you an update on a story. This is just a horrible story out of Michigan, where an elderly Trump supporter was run over in his front yard. So the guy's 80 years old, and he's a big Trump fan, and he's putting out Trump signs in his front yard. This is property. So some 22-year-old comes up and starts pulling out the signs. And so then the 80-year-old goes back and he puts the signs back again. The kid comes back. This 22-year-old comes back. I say he's a kid. He's a grown man. Comes back driving a four-wheeler and runs over the guy. So the 80-year-old is now in the hospital. This all happening in Hancock, Michigan. This is in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Congressman Jack Bergman is the Republican from that area. He says there is no place for political violence in our nation, period. The fact that right here in the Upper Peninsula, an elderly man was run down for exercising his First Amendment rights and placing a Trump sign in his own yard is vile and unthinkable. We all must condemn these un-American acts wherever they crop up. And he's right. The congressman goes on to say the hatred and the vitriol that the radical left's rhetoric has inspired can never be allowed to take root in our state or country. Well, I agree, but the problem with that, congressman, is it's already taken root. It's already taken hold. Now, we understand this 22-year-old went out there and attacked a couple of other people who were pro-law enforcement and then took his own life. So the guy called cops, said, hey, look, this is what I did, and he ended his life. And I'm sure he'll be answering for that with the Almighty. But understand this, folks. There are great big targets on Trump supporters around the nation. You just have to watch your six. And the fact that this happened and it is not national news, that to me is the big story here. Because their argument is, and it goes against their argument and their narrative. And what is the narrative coming out of the left? Well, it's those Trump supporters are out there causing insurrections. They're insurrecting every day. No, actually, they're not. Well, those Trump supporters are out there beating people up in the streets. No, actually, they're not. No, it's the Democrats who are doing that. And it's the Democrats at the bidding of their elected leaders, Maxine Waters. Kamala Harris, by the way, she's the one who was encouraging people to collect money for bail for the people that nearly burned down the entire city of Minneapolis. So we are going to dedicate ourselves on this program to exposing the anti-Trump violence out there, and we're going to be shining a great big spotlight on it, not only on the radio show, but also on Newsmax, on my TV show, and also on my website, toddstarnes.com. So I can promise you this, folks, we're not going to let these people get away with it. We're just not. In the meantime, you've got thousands and thousands of people that are lined up ready to see Donald Trump in Charlotte, North Carolina. What a remarkable scene that is. And we'll post a video over on our website. So 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, I have to tell you, as much as I love all of my pillows, and I've got a lot of my pillows, I have six of them, and I love all of them. I've got to tell you, there are so many other wonderful things that Mike Lindell has put together. And one of the reasons why I love talking about Mike Lindell is the pillows are fantastic, and I love them. Still, I've had, and it's probably time to order some more. You can never have too many pillows. That's just me. But folks, I'm telling you, they have all sorts of wonderful things, including pet blankets. Do you have a dog? Do you have a cat? Have you noticed how, you know, they hop up on the couch, even though they tell you don't, they always hop up on the couch, right? And so then you get the dog hair everywhere and you got to like vacuum it. It's all a big mess. Well, Mike Lindell, now is offering pet blankets and doggy beds. And the best thing about it, folks, your dog's not going to climb up onto the into the bed again, because once they have a MyPillow doggy bed, they're going to sleep there. It's a lot more comfortable than your bed. That's just ask Merlot if you don't believe me. Just ask Merlot. And the best part about it all, we've got a $25 extravaganza happening over at MyPillow right now. That is a $25 extravaganza. That means the pet blankets, just $25. A doggy bed, $25. Lots of other great products, all just $25. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes to see all the incredible deals. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And if you've got a dog that likes to hop up in the bed while you're sleeping and wake you up, you got to get a doggy bed. They will sleep soundly, and so will you. We'll be right back. All of you folks in Salem, Oregon, listening to us on KYKN, we're very excited. Coming up August the 7th, I'm going to be in town. We're going to have an incredible event at the all-new South Salem Bow and Vine Burger Bar. It's going to be a lot of fun, folks. We're going to be broadcasting the show from there. You're going to be able to meet me in person, and we're going to have plenty of copies of my brand-new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, available, and you're going to get an incredible mouth-watering burger as well. This is a ticketed event, so your ticket includes the event, lunch for two, and an autographed copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming. All you have to do is go to kykn.com to sign up. That's kykn.com to sign up. Going to be a lot of fun. We have some fun listeners out there on the left coast, and you got to have a little bit of fun. You got to be a certain hardy kind of a person to be able to live amongst all those lefties out there. Well, we're very excited to have a good friend of this program. We have been longtime supporters and partners of Patriot Mobile, and Danielle Buck joins us, their VP of Strategic Partnerships. And Danielle, we're very happy to be one of those strategic partners.
You sure are. Great to be on, Todd.
Well, Danielle, a lot happening in the country today. It's almost as if we have breaking news every second of the day. So I'm happy to be able to talk about the incredible work that you guys are doing. And again, Patriot Mobile, you guys are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier.
No, you're right, Todd. It is. We live in unprecedented times, that's for sure. And I mean, just think of what's happened right in the last 10 days. We were actually at the RNC all of last week up in Milwaukee, you know, just after the events of the attempted assassination, and getting to work with some of these amazing partners. So I know you talk about this on your show a lot, but like Patriot Mobile is in the fight to save America. And my job as the VP of Strategic Partners is also to work with all these organizations that we give money to. I mean, those who are fighting for the First Amendment, like ADF, the Second Amendment. I was with, you know, some of the girls with Women for Gun Rights and Gun Owners of America last week. The sanctity of life. I mean, my goodness, the most important pillar that, you know, Patriot Mobile represents. And one of the really cool things we're doing with that is we are actually sponsoring a 12-state bus tour from now till the election with Concerned Women for America that's actually trying to invigorate, you know, suburban women, because women care about not having boys in girls' sports. Women care about life. Women care about how much it costs to feed our families, you know? And so it's really cool to be able to be at a company. Yes, we service cell phones, right? At the end of the day, that's what we do. And that's what your listeners obviously are like, hey, wait a second. I don't have Patriot Mobile. I still have AT&T. Well, great. Come on over to Patriot Mobile and join the movement, because we're actually in the fight to save America by giving a portion of every dollar we earn back to those Christian conservative causes.
And again, we talk about this a lot with our good friends over at Timothy Plan, and they're helping people invest biblically in companies and understanding, hey, when you support this particular company, this is what your money is going to support. And I think that's so important that at Patriot Mobile, you guys are very upfront. Hey, these are the organizations we support. This is so when you sign up for our service, you're helping to support these very patriotic organizations, military veterans organizations, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. I mean, I say this a lot. Every dollar that we earn should have a job, and we should be voting with our dollars just as important as it is that we vote at the ballot box. And so we need to look at everywhere we spend money. Every month you're paying a cell phone bill, or your business is paying a cell phone bill. You know what? Why not align with a company like Patriot Mobile that supports the same thing you do? And guess what? Your phone is going to work. It's actually probably going to work even better, because we have all three of the same major networks in the country. And we even have the ability, which is very new, we just launched it last month, called Patriot Mobile One, where we actually can put two networks on one device. So you can be on two of the major networks if you travel extensively and have a backup line, so that basically if you're driving or GPS or on a call, your phone will automatically switch to that backup line if you happen to go through a dead spot, which we've all experienced, right? I mean, nothing is more frustrating than trying to get somewhere and you don't know where you are and your GPS falls out.
It's
and
true.
So we created this because we are very unique. Patriot Mobile, yes, gives a portion of every dollar we earn back to Christian conservative causes, but we also have better coverage. I mean, we have all three of the same networks in the country, and we have U.S.-based customer support. So if you need help, if you have a problem, you call us. You're going to talk to one of our amazing customer service reps. They're either here in Texas or in California at a Bible college. I mean, what better way? If you need some prayer while you're at it, ask them, and I'm sure they'd be happy to sit on the phone with you and pray as well. So we're not just here to help service your cell phone. We're here to try to save America and be in the fight with you and all of your listeners.
No, you're not kidding about that customer service. I was actually speaking at that Bible college a few months back, and several students came up, and they said, hey, we answer the phones, and we talk to your listeners. And that really meant a lot. You know, for one thing, you guys have great customer service folks, but these are just good-hearted kids, and you're absolutely right. You know, you call in and you got something else going on, I guarantee you they'll take a moment and to pray with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing to hear the stories from our member services representatives, right? Like, this is a ministry for a lot of people here at Patriot Mobile. I actually came from a ministry job and came to Patriot Mobile simply because I'm still in ministry. It's just a different form of ministry, right? And I think what's so cool is when I'm trying to talk to people and explain who Patriot Mobile is and what we do and why they should join, it's just different in that every single person has a phone bill that they're going to pay anyways. So why would you not switch to a company that aligns with your values? And so I think that, you know, it's not a hard sell. It's more that it's like people think it's going to be difficult and hard. And unfortunately, back in the day, it was hard, right? You had to go to the AT&T store. You had to wait in line for 2 hours. It's not like that anymore at all. I mean, we can overnight a SIM card to you, or we can even send you an eSIM and you can be converted over within a matter of minutes. Actually, the most difficult thing is leaving your current carrier. And so, you know, gone are the days where this is a really cumbersome process. It's easy. And we would love to work with you guys because we are in the fight to save America. And honestly, at the end of the day, you're just talking about West Coast Baptist College. It reminds me, Now, just what's happening in our culture and how the most important thing we can do is to be praying. Because, right, like this does feel like we are in these unprecedented times where it is really like good versus evil is what it feels like to me personally. Like in my spirit, I just feel this like we are in the fight and we need the Lord God Almighty to move on our behalf, right, and to try to save our country. Because I think we are the last bastion of hope, right, for the world.
No, I think it's so well put. And again, folks, patriotmobile.com/Todd is the website. Or if you want to give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And they have plans for all kinds of budgets, no matter what you're looking for, multiple lines. Best part about it, you can keep your phone and you can keep your number. That's how easy they are to work with. But, Danielle, to wrap up on that point, we are living in some very difficult days right now, and I have to imagine you guys talk a lot about faith and core values. That's how we're going to get through this difficult patch.
Absolutely, right? We have to keep God at the center. God at the center here at Patriot Mobile of our business, but God at the center of our lives, of our families, and be reminded that like we need to ask that God Almighty moves on our behalf. And I do firmly believe that God saved Donald Trump's life, you know, just what, 12 days ago it was, if that, I guess Saturday will be 14 days. Yeah. So can you believe that tilt of a head? And so I just think like God, we need God to continue to move on behalf of each and every one of us. And that means getting on our knees and asking for him to move. And it might mean something big or small for me to do and you to do. And because I think sometimes we think of God up in the sky and we're not thinking of him down here speaking to us in our spirits. And, you know, he is here working and I am just so honored. I mean, we had a Bible study just an hour ago with Rafael Cruz here in our office and just being reminded of the word of God that it is active and breathing. And just that, like, I need to sit and open up my Bible and say, God, what do you want to teach me today? How can I serve you today? Because we all need hope. We all need to be reminded of what is true and we all need hope. And so, you know, my encouragement is just like, yes, please join the fight. If you're a business, if you're a family, if you're just an individual, please come join Patriot Mobile. We would love for you to be part of the movement and part of the Patriot Mobile family. But more than that, like, let us just all be praying and united for our country right now.
All right. And Danielle, that music means we've got to scoot out of here. Thank you for coming on today. Folks, again, patriotmobile.com/Todd. Don't forget, watch my TV show Newsmax tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern. That's coming up. In the meantime, head over to toddstearns.com and catch up on all the day's headlines. Got to leave it there. You be good, America.